this look weird sometimes?
It does.
Well, your chick is still making one for us, right?
I don't know, man. I texted her a little bit ago and she never responded. I think I overworked her. Oh, by the way, we're starting.
Yes, this is the start. Dude, what's up, anime? It's been 3 weeks.
Welcome back to the Anime Podcast.
Yeah, sorry guys, we've, life has just gotten like, it's caught up to us and just responsibilities and time. Like, there has been no time.
Nope, she hit the fan and everything is rough right now.
Yeah, like, I started working a lot more at In-N-Out Burger establishment, and Quentin's working at his job, and then Jackson's working on the weekend, so we gotta find time to do it. So, yeah, it's been 3 weeks. We got 3 weeks worth of information.
We got a lot to share.
A lot.
Like, what was the date you said the last podcast was?
It was March 23rd.
March 23rd. I already can think of, like, the next thing that happened. March 31st was when Godzilla vs. Kong came out, right? Mm-hmm. And we all went and saw it. I think we saw it, like...
The second
day, April 1st. Or April 2nd.
I think it's April 2nd, on Friday.
Well, we saw it a week later.
It wasn't a week.
It was, like, literally a few days
later. I think it was on Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was a week and a day. I don't remember.
Yeah, so, anyway, we went and saw Godzilla vs. Kong, all of us and a bunch of our friends, like, basically 2 days after. And we all Venmo'd Jackson money so he could buy the tickets. And
that was fun.
Basically, we got there and like, I think they had like masks, like mask requirements, but like no one, like some people were wearing the masks, some people weren't. Anyway, there was no one like at the booth to like check your tickets like there normally is. And so like, we're waiting for our friends to like get in line and get their drinking and shit and all that stuff. And like, the movie's about to start, so we're like, should we just walk in? And so we walked in, and no one checked off our tickets. So basically, we could have gotten into the movie for free.
We spent $120 on tickets that we didn't need.
Well, like, technically, each of us lost 10, and Jackson lost, like, only...
Like, 30.
Well, hey, sometimes you lose $30 in life. But, yeah. At the end of March, that's the only thing I can remember happening.
The movie was, I liked it.
I thought it was really good. I thought it was better than I thought it was going to be.
The storyline is not what it was.
The human storyline definitely
not. It did not have like good storyline, but it was enjoyable.
You know, honestly, like, every time the human characters were on the screen, I was like, okay, this needs to stop.
They were very boring but and had no enjoyment in any of them.
I do appreciate, like, the expanded monster universe lore that they were building. I thought that was cool, like the Hollow Earth and Kong. I thought all that stuff was cool. But like, every time the humans were on there, I'm like, get this out of here. I don't care for all this. But there was definitely a lot of action.
I think Kong's story, trying to get him back to Middle Earth, was kind of boring.
Yeah, I mean...
Godzilla's story, he didn't really have a story. He just came up and was like, fuck this place! You know?
Yeah.
That was cool. I liked that part.
It was cool seeing him go through like Hong Kong or whatever, like,
yeah, destroying everything.
And it was sick seeing Mechagodzilla.
Did Mechagodzilla was introduced out of nowhere, and that was dope.
Yeah, unfortunately, if I was not spoiled on that, I would be like, yo, that's Mechagodzilla. But there was like a toy leak about a year ago, everybody knew Mechagodzilla was gonna be in the movie.
I had no idea. Seeing that.
My guesses were, obviously. Spoiler alert, I guess. But
yeah, the movie's been out for a while anyway, so who cares?
You should have seen it by now, but if you haven't, don't go watch it, because we're telling you everything that happens right now.
My theory, though, was a new, like, place. I didn't know if it was going to be a different planet or what, and Mechagodzilla, and both of those were right.
Yeah, so, basically.
Yeah.
So I had no idea what to see, because I've only seen half an hour of Kong Skull Island and never seen the two Godzilla movies.
Honestly, even like, I like the first Godzilla movie, even though he's only in it for like the first 6 minutes. The human cast in that movie is really good, I think at least. But you got like Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad in there, you got Quicksilver and Wanda from the MCU in there, and yeah, the human cast in that movie is good. The King of the Monsters, the human cast in that movie is pretty forgettable,
but the CGI was amazing, and the monsters looked so real.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, I have liked all the monster movies.
I think King of the Monsters is better than Kong vs. Godzilla. I think they have better fights and like.
I can see that. Yeah, there's like. Yeah, there's like a lot more destruction in Monsters, so I can see that. I think I like Godzilla vs. Kong more because like the choreography or the fight scenes, like the way they like executed it was so awesome. Mm-hmm. And Godzilla won.
Well, actually, Godzilla lost to Mechagodzilla, and then Kong beat the shit out of Mechagodzilla, so they're pretty equal.
Well,
I think that's what they're trying to say, is that they're equal.
Man, get that out of here. And then, Kong was on the verge of death.
And then Godzilla was like, hey, Kong, get me up. I'm going back to the ocean.
Bye. No. The only reason Kong lived was because of plot, because that super epic spaceship activated his pulse event.
Yeah, that kind of was stupid, but it's okay.
Yeah, literally.
I'm the Australian kid.
Godzilla was seeping his claws into Kong. He's like, I am the Alpha or the Omega. I don't know the difference between those.
I only jumped on Team Monkey because he was the underdog, and I had not seen any other movies, so I was like, okay, Team Monkey.
Team Monkey, because it's Big Gorilla.
Yeah.
The girl Pinterest.
Yeah. His axe was cool. Even though
that was cool.
Godzilla's yeah, Stormbreaker. Skill, but, he had Stormbreaker. Yeah. That was pretty dope.
Yep. And then also, he came in with Groot and Rocket.
Yep.
Yep.
And he saved Wakanda.
And Groot was like, I am Groot. And Monkey was like, sign language.
And then Godzilla's like, I am Steve Rogers.
Yeah, by the way, if you didn't know that was an Infinity War reference, you should go see that movie too. It came out April of 2018.
Yeah, that came out in 2018. That was part of the Infinity War saga, part one of the Avengers End movies.
Yeah, I gotta say, I have really, really good memories of seeing that movie. And Endgame. Those were some good memories.
Speaking of Endgame, I will never have a movie theater like experience and reaction like that. Never again in my life. There won't be I don't think, in our lifetime, there will ever be, a cinema, moment in history.
Dude,
like that.
With that movie, so, it was, I was a sophomore, I think it was 2018.
Yeah.
So, I think I was a sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my car. The movie comes out, and my family's not going to go see it. So, I bought tickets across town, because that's the only place left.
Right.
It was, the one in, San...
Yeah, Sunset. The Sunset
yeah,
one.
Yeah, Sunset. And I went and I watched that movie by myself. Three or four people. And I was alone and watched it. And I was like, I have no regrets with this.
It was well worth it.
Yeah. The chick next to me is crying when,
dude. When Iron Man died. Oh, I did not mean to spoil that for you. If you had not seen the movie, that came out 2 years ago.
I remember for Infinity War, it came out our freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
Or no.
Oh, no, it came out eighth grade. End of eighth grade.
Because I remember I watched it the first time with my family, and I think my cousins were in town, too. They, came to town at the time. My cousins, live 4 minutes away now, but at the time, they lived 4 hours away. They came into town just to watch Avengers with us. And so we went and saw it, and then, few weeks later, I saw it a second time with Jackson in a smaller theater, but I saw it again with him and then with two other girls. I can't remember who they were.
Mackenzie and I don't remember the other one. But yeah, they were
Sammy.
Yep, Sammy and Mackenzie. Oh, we just disclosed their names. Oh, yep.
Our Vodka friends over there do not
talk. No, a different Sammy. She's at Desert Hills.
Yeah,
when I first saw Infinity War, I saw it with our buddy Alex. That was on the podcast episode 3. Poopa. I saw it with him for the first time, Poopa. And I also saw it with our other buddy Sam and Dylan. And ironically enough, yeah, we saw Endgame, me and Alex together. We bought tickets, and then a week later we found out that me, Alex, Sam, and Dylan had seats right next to each other again. And we did not plan it, and it was so cool.
It was fate brought it together.
Yes. Fate Zero?
Fate Zero. Let me tell you about that. It's really good. You guys should go watch it. I'll tell you.
Yeah, maybe one day.
Oh, one show I started was Tokyo Revengers.
I heard that it's new, and I heard a lot of people are saying it's pretty good.
I didn't finish the episode, but it wasn't bad.
There's a lot of new seasonal anime I want to watch. There's one called 86 Days. It looks pretty interesting. There's one about a singing animatronic named Vivi.
Freddy?
Vivi.
Freddy Fazbear?
Freddy Fazbear, the trap.
No, Freddy Fazbear is a trap.
But, oh yeah, I was going to talk about my Endgame experience.
Yeah, you should.
So yeah, Endgame came out my freshman year, or our freshman year, his sophomore year.
Yeah.
So that means you saw it Infinity War your freshman year.
Probably, yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So, I can't remember, like, what day of, like, the week it came out. I think, no. So, Endgame, like, the premiere night was, like, Thursday night, but it, like, officially came out, like, I think the official day was, like, April 27th, and that was a Friday. But, yeah, I was, like, super excited. Like, I've never been more excited in my life for a movie. I was, like, avoiding spoilers, you know, all this stuff. And, like, I guess this kid at school must have known I was, like, a Marvel fan, or, like, I was, like, excited for the movie, but he must have saw it, like, Thursday night, right, the premiere night, and, like, I just remember walking in the halls after class, and this kid just comes up to me, he's like, oh, yeah, by the way, Iron Man dies, and then he just leaves, and, like, I just sit there for a minute, I'm like, oh, yeah, you're funny. And then I just was disregarding it. And then, like, when that moment came in the movie, I'm like, son of a bitch. I was so mad. And, like, I feel like it kind of, like, it was still sad when that happened, but, like, I feel like it ruined it a little bit.
I remember when Infinity War first came out, I was in my foods class. And I saw, like, a week or two after it came out. So I was really late to it for some reason. And I remember so many spoilers when Spider-Man died. Mm. Everyone just posted that scene. And I didn't see the scene, and then all of a sudden, some kid comes up to me and goes, Spider-Man dies, and I have the video. Look at this. And I watched it.
You watched it?
I don't know why. The scene was still super emotional in theaters, but, like, I knew it happened.
Yeah. That sucks.
It was kind of sucks.
The worst.
But, yeah, Endgame. I saw it once with Alex, and then once with my mom. Again. And I remember, I didn't have my phone at this time because of some events previous to that. And I had to use my mom's phone to talk to Alex and get the tickets for us.
If you guys want back to, like, a backstory on, like, why he had his phone taken away, go watch podcast episode 2.
But yeah, that was a really fun experience for me. I have a lot of memories. I remember a really good memory of Infinity War was coming home because I watched it for my birthday, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom had bought me Call of Duty Black Ops 3 with Zombie Chronicles so I could finally play with the boys, and it was like the coolest thing ever.
After you watched the movie?
Yep, I came home and she was like, I got a present for you for your birthday. Pulled it out, Zombie Chronicles with Black Ops 3 disc, and I was like, I'm in Zombros now. And then we just exiled Sam for the longest time.
He wasn't an OG. Let's just
get that out of the way. Yeah. But that was some really good memories there.
Yeah, well, how do we divert about talking about Marvel?
You know, I kind of wanted to bring up something else. A little later, my house got broken into. And I can share that story. Have you guys heard about that story?
I've never heard about your house being broken into.
Perfect. Okay. So, did you ever see my three-story house? My old one in eighth grade? You, like, never came over. I don't think you did. Of course, you never did.
Actually, was it, like, the white one?
Yeah. It was, like, grayish white.
Yeah, I know. It's, like, it was kind of newer and modern.
Yeah, it was, like, brand new. We just built it.
The only memory I have about that is I gave you a ride after school to your house, and I dropped you off there. I think my mom did.
I think I remember that.
But, like, I just dropped you off there, but I never had been in the house before. Like, the only house I remember, like, a bigger house was the one that was, like, really close to me.
That was a good one. But yeah, this was the one right before that. I do remember your mom driving me home. It was after school or something.
Yeah.
But, so you walk into the house, it's like this ginormous steel door, and it's heavy and loud. And like, you got like my mom's room on the left and my sister's room on the right, and then you walk out and you have this massive, it's like your house here.
Mm-hmm.
You got this massive living room, and then instead of going left, you go right in mine, and the kitchen and the pantry and everything. And there's three stories. You go up to the second floor, you got all the kids' rooms, you got like this giant theater room we had, like this one here. And then you have a third story where you go up these spiral staircase stairs, and that's where I gamed. I was a gamer up there.
The that's gamer where I spent lounge.
All my early Fortnite days, all my Zombros days. Anyways, I'm sitting up there. I was playing Black Ops 3 with Alex, and Sam was also in the party. And we were just playing multiplayer.
Right.
And I remember, previous to this, I remember hearing somebody came to the house, like one of our family members, and then they left. And the door sometimes doesn't get shut since it's so heavy. And so I remember hearing my mom. She was like, okay, I'm going to go put the baby down in her room. And they were in the theater room. And she goes down, puts the baby down, and then I hear her go, guys, did you guys leave the door open? And I get super paranoid about this kind of stuff. So like I straight up, if I find like $10 somewhere on the ground, I will not pick it up because I will feel like it's cursed or something. I'm paranoid. But so that kind of paranoid me. Forgot about it. And then I started listening more in the conversation, and my sisters were like, no, we didn't leave the door open, the door closed. I remember the door closing, blah, 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 blah. And then my mom told me to come downstairs, and I was like, oh God, oh God, oh God. And then she was like, come with me, pulls out a knife, and she's like, I'm checking the whole house, follow me. I was like, okay. And apparently, what my mom told me is that a guy had come into the house, went into my little baby sister's room. She was like 2 at the time.
Remy?
Yeah. And she was in her closet when my mom put her down. Then when she went into her room, he ran out and out the back door. Or that's what our aunt, like, that's what we got after. We still checked the whole house. It was so scary. Imagine following your mom around a giant house while she's holding a knife and she's like crying on the phone to her dad. I felt so helpless.
Jeez.
It was terrifying. I thought Remy was stolen because I didn't know my mom took her out of her room. I was like, what the hell's going on? And yeah, then the police came, and after that, I went to Ryan's house for 4 days. I didn't come home for 4 days because I was just scared to go home. I slept at his house. It was the last week of school, so I skipped all of that last week and just stayed at his house. Yeah. That was the break-in story.
So wait, the guy was in Remy's closet when
she was in the bed. Yeah, and when she got her put down. That's what supposedly it was. The cop's explanation was, so we had a bunch of stuff out in the driveway because we were like moving stuff in and out. And so their explanation was the guy must have thought that the house was being moved and nobody was in it at the time. And so he was going to like camp in it. He was like some homeless guy, so he was probably like camping in it for the night. And then when he heard my mom, he hit and then ran out. So that was the explanation. And I didn't like that. And I was paranoid. And I couldn't sleep that night.
Dude, yeah, me either. Like, I always, like, when it's, like, really late at night, like, I always get, like, paranoid that, like, some, like, just random-ass person will knock on the door and, like, try to bust in. Like, I always have that fear.
Dude, I have another story about that. It was when I was in that other house after that one, the one by your house.
Yeah.
I was in bed. It was, like, 2 a.m. and I was just on my phone. And I heard the door get a knock on it downstairs, like 3 times. And I was like, I'm going to die today. I'm going to die today. I'm going to get shot. That's all I could think about.
Did anyone go see who it was?
I think someone did go to the door, and I don't even know what happened. I just tried to ignore it, because that's paranoia on another level.
Yeah,
if that's 3 times, that's the deal, man.
Well.
That's what happens when you call the imposter at 3 a.m. As you get a knock at the door.
That's what happens when you drink the Siren Head and Slenderman potion at 3 a.m.
And the imposter potion.
Of course.
That's scary.
But so many house stories.
Yeah. Right, so that was the end of March. We kind of derailed a little bit, but it's fine, you know. That's what podcasts do. But yes, that was the end of March.
It's April now. We're about 16 days into it.
15 days.
April has been really good for me. So I basically have started like working, not full time, part time, but like all the time, and in and out. And I'm still like learning all the basics and all that stuff. But like the first like week or so I was there, I was like, you know, like it's fine, it's whatever. But I wasn't like really feeling like the mood, like, oh, this is, I want to work here for a while. But like yesterday, or like last time I worked, my last shift, I was cashier, and like time was like going by like super fast. Like it wasn't like crazy busy, but since I was working cashier, like time went by so fast, and I was also doing counter handout. It was just like, it was really fun. And yeah, so I got my first paycheck like a week ago.
About a week.
And if anyone from the TikTok is here, you know I did a manga haul with Jackson, not intending it for it to get big. I had no idea it was gonna blow up a little bit. It got a little bit of traction. It got like 10k likes, but yeah, I ordered like $100 worth of manga at Barnes & Noble that day, because like this is the day that the final chapter of Attack on Titan came out, and I was like really in the mood, and I wanna collect every Attack on Titan volume, and that's like my next big goal. And so I was like, okay, we're at Barnes & Noble, let's just get as many volumes as I can right now, because I literally, like, the night previous, I was online on my phone, like, putting, like, certain volumes in, like, different carts on different websites to, like, buy them, because, like, certain, like, websites had, like, volumes in stock, and other ones didn't, and, like, all this stuff. Anyway, I bought, like, I don't even know, like, 10 volumes.
10, yeah.
And then later that night, I bought 11 or 9 volumes on Amazon. I bought 2 Attack on Titan box sets. I got the box set for season 1 part 2 and season 2, and then I got like 3 other VOT volumes, and then I got Chainsaw Man volume 4, and that still hasn't shipped yet. This is a week later, and that still hasn't shipped yet. So, but yeah, I got like $300 in my first paycheck, and I'm at $2.54.
I also joined him on that excursion, and I did not go to Barnes & Noble expecting to buy as much as I did. I like was like, okay, I'll pick up like an AOT manga because I've been wanting one. And then Caden just kept picking them up, and then you know how it is when you're there. You're like, I can do this too. I can do this too. I ended up buying 8 different volumes, and then I went home and bought like 6 more volumes online. I bought like 4 or 5 volumes of AOT, and then I bought a Jujutsu Kaisen, and then I bought a Before the Fall for AOT, and I bought, what else was it? Chainsaw Man Volume 1, and then I went home and bought more manga, and then today I bought 25 more volumes of manga. Help me, please!
Or you can show off here.
I went to Barnes & Noble with Caden right before this and picked up Rent a Girlfriend Volume 5. And then...
You better hope that's not chipped now, bro.
If it is, you're not going to see me on the next podcast. And then Attack on Titan Volume 30. And then Demon Slayer Volume 1, because I started watching this to catch up for the movie coming out very soon, and I've heard it's really good. It broke box office records in Japan, and I was like, that sounds cool to see an anime movie in theaters. So yeah. And then I bought a box set of every volume of Steel Ball Run today in Japanese, because I love Steel Ball Run.
Hey, it'll be a good source for you to learn Japanese.
Yeah, that's true.
I was thinking about picking up Duolingo again to learn more Japanese, because I started that back in August, but that'd be fun.
I want to, like, if I ever go to Tokyo, I want to know, like, at least a little bit of Japanese, because, like, I've watched a bunch of videos there. Like, most of the people there can speak English, but it's like, it's just nice and helpful to know a little bit of Japanese.
Plus, it's cool.
Yeah, it is. Also, Quentin, he got a paycheck and he bought stuff too.
Okay, yeah. So I've been working like 5 days a week.
Sorry.
Or like a week. So I'm not full time. I'm like 2 hours short of full time. But yeah, with my first paycheck, I bought a new phone. It's the
iPhone 12.
Yeah.
Pro Max.
And I bought a new Apple Watch Series X. Not manga, but it's pretty cool.
That's still like a pretty good purchase.
Yeah. So
like, me want to purchase some big things.
Next paycheck, which is going to be in like 3 days, I'm gonna get new AirPods and
damn
save up for a car after that.
Do you have AirPod Pros?
I'm gonna get them.
Yeah, you should get them. I like, there's so much stuff I want to buy with money. I got an addiction of spending money. I want it. So Jackson has like 2 VR sets, the Oculus Quests, and we got over Easter. There like the Easter Bunny came.
The Easter Bunny came early and was like, here, have some VR chat.
But last Thursday, when we were doing about manga, me and Jackson played VR chat on the VR headsets, and that was so fun. And so I want one.
Oh, I think we get one of those too.
You should. Then we can all 3 play VR chat.
Yeah, I was thinking about like setting up a Facebook account just like in advance, so when I get one, I can just hook it up. But yeah, I want to get one of those, and then I also want to get AirPod Pros, because I've had my AirPods since sophomore year. Like, I got them when I turned 16. And they're like they're still like good, you know, but I just AirPod Pros are really bad.
AirPod Pros are a huge step up.
Actually, I'm gonna get AirPod Maxes, like the headphones.
You can't hide them.
Yeah, those are like,
I'll pull up to school in those, and they can't tell me to take them off. No, but there's also like other manga box sets on Amazon that have on my cart, but I have to refrain myself just a little bit. And I have to save up for a PS5, and I have to save up for a car, and I have to save up for a girlfriend.
Yes, because he actually downloaded the Rent-A-Girlfriend app service the other day.
Yeah,
you see, he's been checking it out.
This manga is actually based on real life. There's actually a Rent-A-Girlfriend app.
Wait. Is that you?
Yep, that's me. I am the main character. I am Kazuya-kun.
He goes by, that's his name, his code name.
Japanese name.
My username. And my Japanese name. But, yeah, so your boys are getting paychecks and buying stuff.
Yeah.
Big teenager stuff, you know. And,
big boy, pull up your pants now. Or take him, never mind.
Whoa. Yeah, so,
only for the boys.
Speaking of Attack on Titan manga.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, fair warning, if you guys are not caught up on Attack on Titan, leave the video now. We're getting full into spoilers. So
come back in like 20 minutes.
You've been warned.
Just skip ahead 20 minutes, maybe more. Just, I don't want to spoil anything for you guys because it's so good.
We are going fresh deep in the asshole.
This is the colossal review. Fresh in the asshole of the Colossal Titan.
We're deep and pulling it out.
We're going on the Attack on Titan iceberg.
Talking final chapter spoilers.
Yeah. So. And just like spoilers in general, if you haven't read the manga. So yeah. Just, if you're not caught up on any of the manga past season 4 part 1, just get off.
Just, I'm so glad you watched the video. Please hit the like and hit the notification button and subscribe. And I'll see you on the next podcast.
Oh, while you're at it, watch my reaction of reading the final chapter.
Because
I get emotional, not clickbait.
That should have saved. I don't know, my phone's off, but it should have saved my phone, and I'll be having it uploaded tonight.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you guys are still here, that means you've read the final chapter. And so
we're dumbass.
Yeah, or you're just like Baka.
Oh, Baka.
So let's take a minute and hear what the audience has to say about the final chapter.
Okay, let's hear it.
That's an interesting take.
I like that.
Balls.
Thank you for your feedback.
So you guys actually read it before I did.
I did, because I was the first one to read it.
Because it wasn't supposed to come out until the 9th, but like obviously it got leaked, or it came out earlier on like some website
somewhere. Yeah.
Anyway, it came out on Manga Freak. That's how.
Which, be careful if you go on there. There's porn ads. Don't show your mom that website.
Yeah, it's pretty good for reading manga, but don't watch it.
Don't click the buttons. Those are all hackers. They're all viruses.
Actually, you should click it and make a YouTube video, and you blow up. Just be like, I clicked a porn ad. Let's see how far I can go down this rabbit hole.
Exploring the dark web.
But no. So I think you guys read it around like 7th of April.
I read it on that Wednesday. That. Katie texted a group chat and he was like, dude, the final chapter's out! And I was like, on what? And he's like, Manga Freak! And I was like, literally in the middle of reading chapter 138 to refresh my mind on everything. So I was like, dude, I'm just gonna read it now.
Yep. My plan all along was just to record my reaction, so I was just gonna wait. Yeah. And then you guys read it and you said it was good. I was like, don't say anything, please.
Dude,
please.
It's so hard not to spoil things.
Dude, yeah, finished it and I wanted to say so much. Like, but all I could say was,
you know, like, amazing. The good thing now is like we have the power, like the like Kasa, for example, he's probably not gonna read the manga. Like at any point, if he royally pisses us off, we could just spoil it for him. But I'm not that big of a dick. But I'm just saying theoretically we could.
Yes, we are.
But yeah, you guys read it and you said it was good. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh, guys, I'm getting hyped. Because, okay, here's my thing. I was hoping the ending was going to be good. And I was going to be so mad if it was like Isayama screwed up the ending. Like, I saw so many. What was funny about it is like the week before the final chapter came out, or the week of, I saw like everyone posting their theories on TikTok of like what the ending was going to be. Like, literally every theory I thought I saw was going to be was that Aaron gets killed and then he gets sent back to like the beginning of season one and he's just stuck in a time loop. And yeah. I did not want that to happen because literally the whole buildup and everything would have been for nothing.
Yeah. Supposedly, apparently the chapter was actually released somewhere on like Monday of that week. And Caden kept seeing videos about it on his For You page. I just remember sitting in the party and he's like, dude, how are these people getting the chapter already?
Yeah, literally, I don't know how, but like, I only saw, I saw the frame of Levi doing this. But like, all I, literally, all, I didn't see like Levi's face. I just saw someone doing this, like the salute. I was like, and it said like in big letters, it covered pretty much up the whole panel, but it said, AOT chapter 130. And I'm like, dude, it's Monday, how? I was like so confused. And yeah, so after me and Jackson got back from buying manga, we did our little the video on there, and then I was like, okay, you know, we'll record on Jackson's phone and then I'll read on my phone and we'll record my action. I think the video is about like 20 minutes long or so.
Oh yeah, it's 21 minutes long.
I was reading it out loud, so you wouldn't, like, the viewers wouldn't see me just staring at a blank screen.
And I added an extra clip at the end that's probably around 7 seconds long.
That's a really good clip.
Yeah, it's in previous videos. If you can go find it, I will give you $100.
But, yeah. I was gonna, like, be light on spoilers, but I gave a spoiler warning, so basically, I thought the chapter was really good. I was like, dude, this is crazy. Aaron was a good guy all along, and he was doing it for his friends. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. But, like, man, those panels with Levi and Sasha, dude, those hit me so hard.
Yeah, just wait till you see it.
Like, the Levi ones first, and I saw that. I was like, oh, my gosh. And I was, like, trying to compose myself. And then just the waterworks were coming. And then literally the next page is Sasha and John and Connie.
Oh, like, my god,
dude, I can't do this anymore. And that was really hard. And, yeah, also, like, the end where Mika said everyone is coming to see you.
Oh, I just got chills you saying that, man.
Yeah. Dude. Freaking, I was going to cry again.
Oh, it's so good.
I finished it. So, like, yeah, I read up until, like, 3 in the morning. I was just catching up.
Really?
And then I fell asleep. I passed out. And then I can't remember if I woke up or I did after school, but I, like, read the final chapter. And then I was, like, crying. You know, I was, like, in my bed, I was, like, crying. Yeah. And then I went and took a shower, and I cried the whole time. I was just, like, it was so sad.
Yeah, like, even, like, after I was done reading it, I was just sitting there, like, thinking everything. And then I, like, was scrolling back to that panel, the Levi and Sasha one again, and I cried even more.
Dude, what one about me was when Aaron, like, loses his head, and then him and Mikasa share, like, one kiss, and then he, like...
The final panel of 138?
Yeah, that one was, like...
That one was... Dude, I showed you guys my reaction to that. My reaction wasn't crying, I was like...
Yeah, when I read that first time, I was like, why is she kissing headless Aaron?
And then, dude, like, Gabby, like, towards the end, I actually started liking her, like, as a character.
Towards the end, I gotta say, she's come full round.
Yeah.
She did.
Yeah.
I couldn't hate her, like, Flock.
Oh, I don't like Flock.
Different story.
I hate Flock. I didn't like him from the start. I liked him for a second at the start of season 4.
Yeah, he gained my respect.
And then lost it all.
Yeah. When he shot Niccolo, dude.
Oh my god.
That was not cool.
Dude, when you guys were in the chat sending, like, different pictures of manga panels, and you're like, manga this, manga that. And then I said, manga Flock. And I sent that panel of manga shooting Niccolo.
Jackson sent that, and I'm like, who is that? And he said, it's Niccolo. I forgot that panel existed. I was like, oh, damn. Like, it's been so long since I read the manga. Like, I only remember, like, the most recent chapters, but I forgot about that. And I remember how he said R.I.P. Hanji.
Dude, that was so sad. Dude, when she, like, when she just, like,
she was so happy.
Fly away, and then, yeah.
She was, like, so happy, like, this is so cool. And you see that final panel where she's about to get stomped on, and it shows all the people that have died right there, and they're like, come with us.
Dude, and like Levi's saying devote your hearts for the first
time.
Oh,
dude.
First and last time, yeah, Sasageyo.
Dude.
What was also really sad is like Hanji's death scene, like Reiner and Annie were there for that too.
Yeah.
Which is like, dude, oh my gosh, Reiner.
I love Reiner, bro. I gotta say, when they all teamed up with Marley and dude, I'm not gonna lie to you, Commander Maggot's death was pretty sad too.
Him and Shawdus, like
Shawdus had a sad when they were just talking.
Then just coming to terms with each other, just being like, okay, this is the end, you know.
That last text was like, humans can decide their fate. Dude, that was when you see the ship blow up and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know how MAPPA is gonna do this.
I don't either, dude.
And then it's gonna be crazy anime.
One death I was really sad was Pyrexibus.
Dude, seeing him as a Titan was so sad.
Yeah.
I was like, dude.
When he turned into a Titan, like, when they were all fighting in the, I'm pretty sure it was Trost District.
Yeah.
And, like, Zeke yells and he turns into a Titan. And I'm like,
what?
And then seeing Falco, dude. He's an ugly Titan.
He was ugly.
He had, like, so a long-ass ugly neck.
And then he ate freaking Porco.
I was not expecting that either. That was like,
did Zeke didn't tell him to do that? He just went and did
it. Well, because
Zeke said, "Go eat Reiner. Go kill Reiner," and he didn't. He was going to, and then all of a sudden turned around.
And then,
because I remember, did Colt turn into a Titan? Falco's older brother?
No.
Well, yeah. What happened?
Oh, I can't remember.
No, he died. He died because of, but did he get turned into a Titan or did he just die?
I don't know. He couldn't have been turned into a Titan because he came from Marley, so he didn't drink any of the wine.
I think he died somehow.
Maybe he just, like, died in the explosion of Falco turning into a Titan.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, because he was right next to him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, like, yeah, Falco's Titan was ugly. And then, like, I'm pretty sure this is explained, but there's, like, a theory on why, Falco's, like, his Jaws Titan has wings and he can fly.
Dude, his Jaws Titan is dope.
He drank the spinal fluid, which is from the Beast Titan. And so it's, like, kind of like the
Beast Titan
and the Jaws Titan.
They say something about that.
Yeah.
That was kind of, like,
when I saw that for the first time, I was, like, how does he have wings? Like, I didn't think about that.
It kind of felt like plot armor a little bit. Just, like,
him, like,
having wings.
I was, like, how are they going to explain this? But, like, people thinking about
that. I said it in there that it was because of Zeke's whatever, but...
But, like, yeah, that was crazy.
One thing I was really hoping to see was Levi getting the Beast Titan. I thought it was going to come. Especially when he lost his fingers or whatever.
I don't know if... I was looking through the panels yesterday getting all those screenshots, and I was looking through the panels where Armin gets Zeke to come back out, and he pops up from Aaron, and he's like, guys, let's stop the rumbling, and everything stops. And doesn't Levi come in and slice his head off, and then he just grows it back?
Zeke is dead. Levi kills him.
Yeah, Levi comes in and just slices his head off.
Yeah, like,
that's right.
He pops out of his, like, Beast Titan, because, like, the...
He yells, doesn't he? Someone yells, and then Jean and Connie trick.
Yeah, they turn into Titan. No, it's that,
centipede. It's where they're all fighting in Eren's body. And he pops up out of nowhere, and then Levi's just like, shut the fuck up!
Yeah, like, all the 9 Titans of the past come, like, that was
crazy. That was crazy. How are they gonna animate that?
I don't know.
All the Warhammer Titans. That's what a family reunion, because they're all related. That was all the Tibber family.
Yeah, like, there was, like,
Aaron.
Like, there was, Grisha's, attack Titan too.
Yeah.
Like, there was, like, every Titan there.
Berhold's Colossal was, like, in a body and, like, just a half a body.
Vapa is gonna, like,
good luck.
Time, dude.
Good luck.
Dude, they already get criticized as hell for missing, like, slight panels.
They have to animate the rumbling, and that's gonna be hard to do.
All those panels.
Not to mention, like, all the other stuff they're animating. They're animating that, they're doing, like, a sports anime, that Black Samurai anime.
JJK
movie,
Chainsaw Man.
Oh my gosh, Chainsaw Man! That is gonna be so good when it's animated. But, like, yeah, I don't really care when season 4 part 2 comes out. I just want MAPPA to take their time.
I just want it to be good.
To, like, take their time and make it really good. Cause, like, I've seen the manga. Like,
I'm satisfied
for a while. Yeah, I'm satisfied. But, like, I don't want, like, people, like, sending death threats to MAPPA, be like, release it now, you know?
They didn't take their time with that.
Yeah.
I watched a video yesterday where it was, like, comparing the manga and the anime, and this guy was critically just like fucking up the anime. He looked at the scene right at the start where it's right in the war, and Falco's on the ground, like on his back,
with
and, like,
the bird.
Mm-hmm, with the bird. And in the manga, there's four guys, and one of them looks like one of them's still alive. And in the show, there's only two, and they both look dead. And he's like, yeah, this is like so not real. Like, this should be big.
Like, if it's background characters, who cares? Like,
they made me cause a hot again. Why? What else do
we
want to complain
just
about?
Wait till we get to see that sexy part where she kisses his head. Like, oh my god.
Dude, I honestly, like, didn't even notice the CGI until people, like...
I didn't either.
But the first time I watched it, like, I was, like, so just captivated by the show. I was
exactly.
So into it. I didn't notice it. But, like, obviously when people talk about it afterward and, like, you look at it again, you can see it. But it's not bad.
No,
it
really it's not.
I honestly liked it, like, with the beast time and stuff. I liked it.
Like, episode 14 with Levi going against Zeke again. In the forest, like the CGI there looked good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be honest with you, I really like Zeke. He's a cool character, and his backstory is like messed up. Like when I first saw that he called out Grisha for his axe, I was like, "Fuck you, Zeke." But then, like after seeing that Grisha was so abusive towards him, bro,
yeah,
I like
was,
Zeke.
Grisha was not a good father
no.
after all.
Well, he was to Aaron.
He was to Aaron,
yeah.
But. He was just so mean that Zeke.
Poor Zeke, just looking at his childhood and how bad it was, and then how fine it was with
yeah.
like that like part of the manga was kind of confusing, honestly.
The scene when they went like back in time.
Yeah, that was kind of confusing.
I like the parts where Grisha interacted with Zeke. Get back in time.
I'm not really too like sure. Like obviously they go back in time using paths, but I'm still like not entirely sure because like even like in the manga in chapter 139. Aaron said, like, he's been planning this, like, all along. Like, all the events.
Yeah. He's been just walking down the path.
Like, he even said, like, the day at, like, Bertholdt broke the wall the first time, that he made it so that the Rice Lady Titan didn't eat Bertholdt when he, like, came out of his Colossal Titan.
That's so crazy.
Like,
what is that? What
so he was, like, in the future, through past, he was, like, sending all this stuff to young Aaron to, like, do.
That's crazy.
Like, it's so weird.
Yeah,
go ahead.
It'll be like better to see it.
I think they'll explain it better in the anime because,
yeah.
like, sometimes reading stuff in manga and trying to figure it out.
You get lost in translation.
It's just when you're trying to catch up and stuff. Like,
What was it about when Aaron said that Bertholdt wasn't supposed to die in that exact moment?
Yeah, because like, so you know how when they're all, like, 10 years old,
mm-hmm.
Bertholdt breaks the Shiganshina,
mm-hmm.
and then he, like, disappears. That's when he's, like, coming out of his Titan. And in one of the season 4 episodes, you see the, like, the Titan that ate Aaron's mom walking up to
yeah.
Bertholdt as he's coming out of the Colossal Titan, ready to eat him. But then she, like, gets controlled to, like, go away.
Oh,
so that's how he lives. And then, yeah.
Dude, so...
I wasn't expecting Bertholdt to show up in the last chapter, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, me neither.
I saw his face, I was like, okay. But, dude, like, it was so sad, because, like, Aaron talked to Armin for the final time, and,
mm-hmm.
like, they started off as kids, and then they grew up, and, like, you know what I didn't realize? Someone, like, I saw a video on TikTok, so you know the book that Armin showed Aaron, like, of all the
mm-hmm.
places around the world? Aaron... took Armin to all those places in paths
yeah.
while he was talking to him.
Oh, wow.
So Armin could see that
everything.
Home. And I, while I was reading it, I thought Aaron only talked to Armin, but he talked to everyone.
He talked to everybody.
He talked to Reiner, John, Annie, all of them.
Dude.
That just made it even sadder.
Something I noticed yesterday as I was going through the panels again, when Armin gets sent back, he's on the ship. Which means when Aaron talked to Armin, it was 4 chapters previous to when they got there. That's what I found out. Because that same panel is in the other chapter, 4 chapters previous, when they're first on the ship going to stop the rumbling.
Mm.
So we talked to Armin earlier, and then they just showed it.
And when he admitted that he liked Mikasa, it was like...
Yeah, that was kind of
crazy. That also like hit me hard when Aaron admitted he like did this all for his friends to live a happy life, and that he only wants Mikasa to love him. And
yeah, that was like,
It's like, that's Aaron from season one.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was like.
It's like, everyone's like, Aaron's changed. He's like, he's the anti-hero. It's like, no, Aaron's been all the same. He's just, he like I said, he wanted his friends to hate him so they could live a better life.
For him, yeah, freedom was more important than like 80% of the world.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that panel where like, it's just the wasteland.
Dude,
that was crazy.
The panel when the Colossal Titans step on those two kids.
That is brutal. Dude.
When they go down and it comes up and you just see the giant blood splatter and it's just the two imprints of the kids. Like, holy crap. Yeah,
that's obviously going to get censored in the show.
But unfortunately. Still. Also, all the swearing in the manga. Like, please put down the anime. I know. It just makes it so much more intense.
Like, I feel like the weakest Titan is the Cart Titan, like, peak. But, like, she was kind of going ham. She was, like, transforming a lot.
Yeah, she has a lot of her abilities. Yeah.
She does a lot.
She would transform, and then she'd, like, get cut in half, and then she'd come out and then transform again, and then she was, like, trying to climb up to Eren's head.
What was that about Falco's Jaw Titan attacking Peak in her Cart Titan mode?
Oh, it's just, like, how Eren...
Just like how Eren attacked Mikasa, like, a little instinct thing?
Okay. Just because when they first get their time, they like
they can't really
they don't like have that's full consciousness yet. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. But the whole part where, I mean, I gotta give it to Flock. He was devoted to like stop them. Dude. He did everything he could. I gotta give it to him. I don't like him, but he was determined.
He was like still hanging on to that ship that whole time with his thing, and then he came up. He's like, surprise! But just bam!
And then he shot the plane. He's like, bam, 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 bam.
How did he die?
He got shot.
Yeah, he just got shot. In the face.
Who killed him?
Oh, I don't remember who. I think it was Hanji?
I don't know. All I remember is like a bunch of like the people on the ship were just shooting at him. Also, Flock got his ass beat by that lady. Yeah, the Ackerman lady.
Dude, one of the panels. The panel where Connie has to shoot his two comrades to save Armin. That panel was so crazy.
He's like... Trainers! It's like
that, so intense. That whole setup right there where they just got found out and Armin gets shot by his comrade and then Connie has to kill them both. So
and like you
crazy.
Can see like Armin's jaw.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Is like his poor jaw.
But I just realized we're not going to see Niccolo get shot in the face and have him all dead on the ground. We're not going to see Armin probably get shot in the face or anything.
I know he will. That's pretty bloody. Like.
Mm. Well, I'm pretty
sure. We saw Eren's mom get like.
That's true. Well, I mean, like, in episode 16 of season 4, when Yelena shoots that guy in the back of the head, I'm pretty sure in the manga, like, you see, like, the bullet go through his head.
I remember, in the anime, it does just, like, show the blood in the back of his head splurt out. I think that's what it was. And you see him fall down.
Well, even, like, obviously they're gonna have to, like, blur out some stuff, but Attack on Titan is still pretty gory. So, I think they'll do a good job.
Yeah. I'm excited.
They better, like, they have to show Eren's decapitated head at the end of it.
Yeah, they have to. Yeah. Like, you can't leave that out.
Yeah.
If they did it, I don't know how it would.
Yeah, that's not even going to work. It's just going to be, like, a sensor bar over his head.
Well, yeah, if they didn't show his head going off, like, because Gabby's the original person who, like, shot it off.
Oh, dude. When I first read that, I wanted to go into the manga panel and strangle Gabby.
Yeah.
Dude, can you see his spine come all out and it's that giant centipede?
That's what I was saying. I was like, when you guys weren't caught up on the manga yet, and when Eren gets his head shot off, and then I was like, I just read this part of the manga. I think this is where season 4 is going to end. Because, like, if that would have happened and that was the cliffhanger, it would have been like, that would have been such a good cliffhanger.
Yeah, where she just gets. Yeah, that would have been good.
Yeah, because then he wakes up in Paz and then talks to Ymir and Zeke. But, like, if that was the cliffhanger, everyone would have been like, what?
Dude, I saw a video on TikTok yesterday of a guy reacting to the end of it, and it's just where it shows Eren and he says, Reiner. And it ends, and the guy goes, what?
Yeah, they really blueballed us there.
Dude, they did. That next fight scene is gonna be so fun to watch.
Dude, when he like grabs like Reiner's jaw like that and just.
Dude, and then he also uses the Warhammer Titan ability, like he actually uses it.
Yeah, that fight scene is so cool. Everybody was going after Eren, minus Zeke.
Yeah, I also liked when Zeke like just popped out of nowhere, he's like, I'm here to help.
Yeah, everyone turns into Titans. And then Peak was like, and he was like,
I thought that was cool, like Pig just on the wall, just like shooting like this mega fire.
And Magwith was controlling all the gun and everything.
That was dope.
So good.
I can't like hate characters except for Flock. I hate him.
Yeah, Flock's the only character where like I started hating him and ended hating him.
Yeah.
Every other character I like, there's been parts where I've liked them at least.
Like even though like, okay, I'm gonna be honest, like I still like dislike Abby for the things she did, but like she's come full circle, so I can accept her now. And I thought it was sweet at the end, Gabby and Falco taking care of Levi in a wheelchair. I thought that was a good panel. Levi just reading the newspaper and he's got just a single eye. It's white and
it's so sad.
Dude, when that panel first came out with Levi's face like fucked up, like is he dead? Like I was genuinely worried he was dead.
When they didn't show the anime, I thought he was dead too. I was like, no.
Yeah, I was like, is he? I thought he's gonna get killed off. Honestly,
if Isayama killed Levi, it automatically bring the score down for me. Cause like I don't know, like everyone loves Levi and he's my favorite character. I don't know how you can do that.
I gotta say, I love Levi so much. But they have to nerf his abilities, and
they did.
I mean, like, he gets his action, but he doesn't get so much action, and I wish he had more action.
Yeah, I mean, like
the Beyblade.
I feel like they might add some.
Seems so sick.
I feel like in the anime they'll like add some like scenes of just Levi like the one and killing the other like Titans of the past, because like. There was so much going on in there, like not every character could get the like the right proper moment of action. But
Well, I mean, he kills all the Titans in the forest in the anime. You still see it.
That was dope.
He kills like however many men there were.
And he had to kill his own men. That was one of the panels that I really liked was Reiner releasing the information that he had Marco kill Dijon, and then Dijon beating the shit out of him.
Yeah,
like, that was a good scene.
Like, when they're all, like, having to realize that they have to be, like, allies now, and Reiner just, like, keeps apologizing, and John's just, like, on the verge of losing. He's like, just please stop. And then he, like, brings up Marco again, and then that manga panel's just him whacking him in the face. I love John.
Me too.
John. And then he said he wouldn't apologize, he wouldn't forgive him ever again. And then at the end, when they're all on the ship, they're all friends, and it's just, like, so wholesome.
Yeah. And, like, when I was watching Attack on Titan the first few episodes yesterday, like Jean's character has come full around.
He's like the Iron Man character where he starts off like a douchebag.
Yeah, that's a great comparison. I love the character where he was set up to execute on Yonkopon and then P came up and like ate them and took them away.
That was cool.
For a second I thought Jean actually joined Flock and I was like, what?
Oh, yeah. Does that dude die?
Flock kills one of those guys. I don't know if he lives.
Yeah, he does.
He lives. Because
he's hanging out with, in the final chapter, you can see him there hanging out with Gabby, Falco, and Levi.
Yeah. Because
They're still, like, they're in Marley. Like, they haven't gone back to Parody yet.
Because,
like, there's still a war going on. Like, Eren didn't end the war, but, like, he's given his friends the opportunity to end it, which is good. Also, did you notice that in Parody they named like the military like the Jaeger faction?
Like, yeah, I did. And then they quoted Eren from when he saved Mikasa too at the end.
Yeah, like that's the quote everyone chants.
Yeah.
Also,
wait, what is it?
He's like, if you don't fight, you die. Or
it's like if you lose, if you something about like, you know, fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He chanted it to Mikasa when he was getting attacked by one of the sex traders.
Yeah.
I think he also said that in the mirror, and then Hanji came in on him. He's like,
yeah, and then she was like making fun of him for it. That was a
funny scene. Had the hots for him.
Yeah, she did.
She definitely liked her.
Dude, I loved Hanji's character.
I don't like Hanji's sub-voice. Like, oh, Hanji's dub voice is
really good. I think I love Hanji's sub-voice, so I don't know what to say to you.
When I first watched Attack on Titan, she was weird to me. Like,
her obsession with Titan. I don't know.
Titans. Like, I like her character, but, the sub voice actor for her, like, she's not bad. I just prefer dub.
I think the sub, I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's because I watched it in sub first, but the sub fits her way better than it does the dub to me. I heard her dub for the first time a few days ago because I watched the episode where it finally introduced her. Because I'm rewatching it with my mom right now, and she likes it.
Well, definitely, like, later in, like, season three, when you see Hanji more, maybe you'll like it more. Because, like, obviously, when I first watched it in dub, in the first few, like, when Hanji first got there, she's like, oh, this, like, even I didn't really like her voice, but, like, I really came around. She's really cool.
Pig's voice in dub.
Pig's voice in dub. Have you heard it?
No, I have not.
It's like
really
so.
I have heard her say one thing in dub.
It's just like so gentle and soft.
It was that scene. I heard her say that in dub version.
We don't pick on people who've been hit by artillery. And let's just like,
we need to find her voice actor and get her on the podcast. Get her on the podcast.
Yeah. What, like, I love Jean's and Reiner's voices for the dub.
Yeah, there, I can say some of the characters really do fit well.
Levi's voice for the dub is so
Levi's good. Is dope.
The Attack Titan's voice.
I do like,
yeah,
Eren's roar in dub better.
Eren's roar in dub is way scarier.
Because it's more...
It's way more it's ferocious
like,
and...
It's like more unnatural.
Yeah. It's more, yeah, animalistic.
But, yeah, and then what else happened in chapter 139? Everyone on top of like that big crater mountain thing, mm-hmm. like the rest of the Marleyans were like confronted. They had gunpoint at the Eldians, and then Armin's like, "No, stop! I'm the one that killed the Attack Titan."
Yeah,
and then it just stops.
And then it shows one panel of Historia and her child.
Yeah, I also saw a theory on this guy's like, I'm rating this manga a 0 out of 10 if Eren is not the father of Historia's chick and if he doesn't kill everyone and then he gets to go home and bang Historia.
Is he the dad?
No, it's that farmer guy. It's just a random guy. Yeah. Honestly, I prefer it that way.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, you know, she is living a nice life now.
It should have been Reiner.
Because they were like,
he's still jealous.
He still has the Hosmer.
Everyone does.
When he was like, when he was reading that letter and he like smelled the paper in the manga. Like,
oh,
after,
yeah.
Like 4 years later after Eren died.
Jean too. Is like,
dude.
Annie and Armin.
I have a color. Someone colored that paper and they're all in their suits like on the deck of the ship looking out. It's really nice. They all
I want to see that.
Yeah, I can send it to you.
But yeah. That one chat that Annie and Armin have on the boat, where Armin kind of hints at like liking her, that was interesting.
I'm pretty sure like it's not really confirmed, but I'm pretty sure they both like each other.
Well, he's pretty blatant about it. He's like,
yeah, he is pretty blatant about
he's
it.
He's like, why do you think I spent the last 4 years like talking to
exactly?
Whatever?
Oh, also when Annie gets animated again, dude, that would be nice. Especially when she's like. When she just comes out of that crystal, she's like all wet.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
She's all wet.
Because at the end of that one chapter, it's just like that one frame, and she's out of the crystal, and she's like soaking wet from the sweat. I don't know, but yeah. And so, I also liked when Annie's out and like the rumbling's happening. And, like, I don't remember who's eating, but they're just, everyone's eating.
Oh, yeah,
the
everyone's
table.
Eating cake and stuff.
And, like, no one notices that Annie has, like, a hood over her, and she's just, like,
she's literally right
food.
Next to
them.
And she's like,
I like that.
And then they notice it's her. I don't know.
So they're all like, Annie? And she goes,
she's like, Budare Obaga! But, yeah. Okay. I gotta say, even though Levi's my favorite character, I think the two characters that have, like, the best writing are Eren and Reiner. I think they have the best writing. Like, I can see why people say Zeke, but Reiner's backstory is sadder to me.
Yeah, I like Reiner more than Zeke, personally.
Dude, like, it's so sad. Reiner has, like, that split personality disorder.
Yeah.
Like, He still believed he was a part of the scouts.
The warrior.
And then when he like switches to that, it's so sad.
Oh. But man, like.
He even told Jean that he switched to the other personality and was so sad about Marco dying.
Yeah, like you can even see, like, he actually was like, he's like, why
he
is Marco
switches,
dying?
He's like, why is Marco getting eaten?
And Bertel's like, bro, snap out of it. What are you doing? You're compromising our mission.
What mission?
I always felt like Reiner was like the big guy of the group, and then Berthold has been in the background the whole time. And then finally, in that episode 17 where he like destroys everything, he's like steps up and he's
Big boy.
Dude, yeah.
Burl is so timid.
In episode, in season three, the man just, he like kills all the, pretty much all the scouts that go there.
Yeah.
Plug up the wall. He like blows, he kills Hanji's right hand man. I forget.
Well, I thought Hanji died in that scene.
When, I thought that too. Was his early.
When he blows up.
And he shoves Hanji down like that. Well.
Yeah.
Which I thought she was going to do with the facial hair.
Are you thinking about the facial hair dude that like can sniff? That's like good at sniffing.
No, I'm thinking about the right hand man. I remember him mainly in season three.
He's only there in season three, but I can't remember his name.
I can't remember what he looks like either.
Yeah,
but yeah, that was kind of sad when she talks about how she lost everybody and she wants to bring people back, but she can't.
Dude. Yeah, I still think season three is a 10 out of 10. Like, season four is a 9, but...
Season four, part two is going to be a 10 out of 10 for me.
It'll be an 11 out of
10. It's going to be an 11 out of 10 for me. But yeah, season three is that 5. I mean 10. 5 out of 5 stars, of course.
It's a 5. It's like average.
It's so boring that episode 17 is overrated.
It brought nothing new to the series.
It just played the shonen trope about like the here with the devil in it. It's
so boring.
It's every other Hokage.
It was a snooze fest the whole time.
Like,
dude, you're not the nine-tailed fox.
Or like the pirate king.
Dude, you're not some high-end. You're not some high-end jujitsu sorcerer, like, come on.
And you're not trying to be the wizard king, like in Black Clover.
And you don't have a stand named Star Platinum the World that can stop time.
You're not Mob.
I understand that reference because I've watched one episode of Mob Psycho.
Yeah, well, right, you're not Kazu-kun.
Dude, I feel so bad for Mikasa, because now she, like, even though everything's all in it, she actually just has to live alone.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
She better not find another man.
You just see her and Arun holding hands. I would be mad.
She's been devoted to Aaron all this time, and like a month later, she's like, I'm sorry, Aaron. She's like, I found another man. He's a Virgo. And you were a Cancer. See, I don't even know astrology signs.
Dude.
Arvin's colossal in more than one place.
You know, we should ask Annie about this. Annie, what do you have to say about this?
What do you have to say about Armin's colossal wiener? What about Reiner's armored wiener?
The Reiner armored pillowcase?
I should buy that.
There have been a good few ones of Mikasa on Amazon, but if I bought that...
I keep getting recommended it.
And my mom saw that once, I would not be on this earth anymore. I want to get a body pillow that's like not as uncensored.
I'll buy you a Levi one.
As much as I love Levi, I can't sleep with him. That's a little okay.
Just get a pink one.
Give me one of Sasha.
Okay.
Smells like meat.
Yeah.
Smells like potatoes. Yep.
Oh man, Sasha.
Dude.
That makes me sad. She was my favorite wife in the show.
I did like Sasha a lot. And like now after like finishing everything and like seeing her connection to Jean and Connie.
I wish I could have seen her and Connie end up together.
I did too.
Like they would have been together if she lived.
Oh yeah.
Stupid Gabby, I'm sorry.
You know what? Jean can swoop in to get Mikasa now.
Oh,
because he's always had the
hots. Yeah, he has had hots for her.
I'd be okay with that.
I think I'd be okay with that too. Like, Jean, take care of my girl Mikasa for me.
I think Aaron would be okay with that too, because like, that train, or that scene on the train when they're like all discussing who's gonna take over the attack time when Aaron dies.
Oh yeah.
He's like, I don't want it to be any of you because you guys are all my best friends and I care about you. So. He cares about Jean, so he would be like, Jean, you little, but I okay.
Just imagine, like, you know, him and Mikasa, and then they name their son Aaron.
That'd be the old... Jean, Aaron, Jaeger, Hirschstein.
You know what? Yeah. I liked how Aaron paid tribute to Aaron Kruger and went by Kruger when he was on the Island of Mine.
Yeah, that was a cool little
I was half asleep when I watched that episode where they were talking about who's getting the Attack Titan next. And I woke up and was so confused why Sasha was back. I was like, what?
Because, yeah. Like, even though she's dead, like, you see her a lot of the flashbacks.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Aaron blushing in that scene was cute as well.
Also, did you know that she was supposed to be dead in season one, I think?
Sasha?
No, yeah. She was supposed to die in season three. Season one or two. Yeah.
They were gonna, you know what, I think it was the tower scene when it was falling. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure she's supposed to die there.
Right.
And the editor was crying so much that he was like, okay, I won't kill her off. Because the editor couldn't like draw because he was crying so much. Because he was coming off like Sasha.
Dude, what the heck? Well, it's a good thing!
Thank God the editor, dude.
Yeah, he kept her in there for like three more seasons. But
good thing he was living in so much turmoil. I was like, dude.
I need to read like the Lost Girls manga and, you know, Levi's backstory. There's a No Regrets OVA that we should check out.
I want to watch it because, like, apparently, like, it makes Levi's backstory even, like, sadder because, like, he had, like, best friends and then they just all died. Yeah. And then he's, like, always been alone.
And then the one chick that, like, liked him.
Oh, died. Yeah, in season one.
And then her father comes and talks to
Levi. Yeah, and he's like, you have permission to marry her or whatever?
Oh, I forgot about that scene.
It's so sad. His whole squad dying is, like...
It was, like, so sad because, like, literally everyone he's ever cared for and, like, that's died saw him at the end. Like...
Yeah.
Just imagine if Aaron in, like, season four was in that situation with, like, the female Titan. No hesitation, he would have, like, fought her, you know what I mean? Because in the original scene, he's, like, wants to trust his team or whatever, right? So if it was him in season four, if he doesn't even care about his
But he couldn't, because the speech himself was like, don't fight her yet. Yeah, imagine Erwin instead of Armin.
The war would have been over in, like...
Dude,
the rumbling would have started as soon as he got the Colossal Titan. He would have got the Colossal Titan... And then walked his ass over to Marley and just like destroyed it, and then came back.
He always said he wanted to see the world, so he would steal that like that air blimp. He'd see the world. He's like, all right, I've seen it. Rumbling, let's go,
dude. When he was talking to Levi right before he died, how he always just wanted to see, always wanted to know the secret of the Titans, and he could never figure it out because he had to die before figuring it out.
Yep. Well, it's a good thing that Levi chose Armin, because Armin killed Aaron.
And I think that was a really good choice, Levi. I see you watching me right there.
He had the foresight. He's like, he was thinking 4 years into the future. He's like, this outcome, or this one, Armin.
He's like, Erwin just killing all of Marley, or taking all the Titan powers away with Armin killing Aaron. Well, we all know what happens.
You know what is so, like, just, like, the story coming full circle in Aaron's character, like, literally the beginning of the show in, like, the first few episodes, like, when Reiner and Bertolt invade the village and he's on the ship, he says, he's like, I'm gonna kill every last one of them. Like, all the Titans. Oh, and he killed every last Titan. There's no more Titans now. And, like, when I sat there and, like, realized this, like, dude, he said what he was gonna do.
Yeah.
He ended all the Titans.
It's funny, because in human form, he's killed one Titan.
Yeah, he has no money to his name. When they're going there for the tower rescue, he's like, here's my time to shine!
He gets one, he's like, yeah! And then he immediately falls to the ground after.
Yep. He's and more deadly in Titan form.
The first time he tries fighting Titans, he gets, like, two-shot. Yeah. Right away, he's like...
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Caden. So, I had to write this horror story in one of my classes, and I based it off of a World War II zombies map. The Darkest Shore, if you guys know what it is. Mm. But basically, the characters in the story, I made up these two main characters, and then there's three other characters that were in my squad, and their name was Levi, Packerman, Erwin, and Aaron Kruger. And I based them all off Aaron, Levi, and Erwin. And there I got to mess with them and did whatever I wanted to do with them. They were all literally just based off their characters in AOT.
Nice.
It was fun to play with.
Yeah, honestly, like, I've been thinking, I think I kind of want to name, but, like, if I have a son, which, who knows, I guess I have no woman now.
If you get a daughter, though, name her Sasha.
Yes, but I either want to name one of my, or a son, Levi or Aaron. Probably Aaron.
Dude, I really like the name Jean.
I like the name
Jean. Even, like JoJo, too.
Yeah.
Jean.
Jean-Pierre Polinar.
But better not be pronounced Jean.
No. Jean. Like John, but with a J.
Yeah.
With the little French on it.
Jean would be good too, but like, I gotta specify it to my son. I was like, son, make sure all your friends know it's pronounced Jean. Jean Kirstein from Attack on Titan.
Jean Pierre.
And oh, I can make his middle name Kirstein.
Yes.
And Aaron's middle name, Jaeger. Because some people spell it with a G, and some people spell it with a Y.
Yeah, which one is it? I've always done G, J, or
like, I think it's like correct both ways.
Check your phone.
Why?
Check it. See if it's still going.
I just did. It is.
Oh, no. Check it again.
It is?
Okay, good. I don't know why, but I got a call from Connor.
Really?
On Instagram.
Oh, yeah. It's still going. They wanted to go to the gym at like 8:30.
Anyways,
I said I wanted to record our video.
What time are we at?
I think we've hit the hour.
It's like an hour and 10 minutes.
Okay, we can cut it off. I liked this episode.
Yeah.
Episode 5 is good.
Yeah, so basically we really liked...
We
all really liked the ending of Attack on Titan.
There are some things that like... Not trying to be like nitpicky. Some things that are like... Don't know how I feel like... Annie, for example, when she comes out, it's kind of weird how she just instantly like fine
with cool with everybody.
Like, I don't know. That was just a little weird to me.
Yeah.
But when I see it in anime, like, I'm not gonna judge it harshly.
Yeah. There's like still a few things that like, obviously the story's not perfect. It's damn near perfect, but there's still like a few flaws I have with it,
which like, you can't really avoid.
Like. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm still kind of confused on, like, the whole paths, like, time travel thing.
Yeah, that's because they don't, like, explain to me better.
Even Hisayama doesn't really explain it that well. Mm-hmm. Like, that is, I would say, is a flaw, not really explaining it that well. And, like, also, I was really confused reading the chapters where Aaron and Zeke go back in time to see Grisha. That was really
confusing. Confusing.
I was reading it, and I had no idea what was going on.
Like, because it almost seems like Grisha saw them. Like there.
Because he does acknowledge Zeke. He talks to Zeke.
And then he comes into the past. It's like so weird.
Beard or whatever. But
I think maybe in the anime it'll be better explained.
Yeah, that's why I'm not going to judge the ending until I've like seen it.
Because that version of Zeke's like some old dude with long ass hair.
What happened because I went back and I read like a few of the earlier chapters of Jujutsu Kaisen. And like it's very hard to understand what's going on like in the manga. But like in the anime they make it seem very simple.
Okay.
Speaking of JJK... You guys gotta read the manga. The next arc, the Shibuya incident arc, is freaking crazy.
I'll definitely check it out soon.
Chainsaw Man, I finished that. It's really good. And I think that's it.
Oh, one more announcement. I got back on TikTok. I just thought I should say that. I used to be big on TikTok. I had like 40K, and then I got banned for violating community guidelines too many times. And, I decided to come back and make some more videos, and I shouted out the YouTube channel on the TikTok, and also, we have a new TikTok all together. We have an anime TikTok account. We'll probably post a video right after this podcast ends, and if you made it to the end of this video, you should check it out. I think we could like put some podcast clips on there, make some like before the filming podcast, just to see what we talk about before we start.
Yeah, I definitely I'll scroll through our podcast and like find good clips of like our best moments or reactions, and I'll post that on the TikTok.
Find the parts where you see characters that die and make a TikTok of that.
Yeah, just like it's a compilation of every character that like dies in Attack on Titan, and then for people who haven't read the manga. But when you upload that video of me reading the final chapter, I'm gonna clip the part when I'm like breaking down. I'm gonna put that on the.
So yeah, more content on the TikTok coming. Some extra content you won't see on this channel. I'm trying to figure out how to put this podcast on Spotify. I've been lazy and it's being stupid and I just don't know how to work it. But maybe we'll be there. I'll maybe announce it next time. Hopefully we can get our next podcast going next week.
we come back on Thursday and talk about
it. Yes, not another 3 week hiatus.
Yeah. We hit two of those in a row.
Because next Thursday I'm free, and like I basically have the same schedule for the next month.
I'm free next Thursday. I'm always free on Thursday, so
I work next Thursday, but I get off at 7.
So basically, expect us the same time.
But and, you'll probably be seeing this on a Friday.
Oh man, what was I gonna say? I forgot. Oh yes, videos from me. I still plan on making. Two videos. I still want to do a video essay on everything Attack on Titan, my like real in-depth analysis on the characters and everything. So I don't expect it soon. Just know that it's in very pre-alpha development for the final video essay from me about Attack on Titan. And also, when I finally beat Persona 5 Royal, expect a video review about that, because I want to do a review because that game is so good. But, yeah, you guys planning on making any videos?
I mean, I could.
I will possibly do a video essay.
We could all do, like,
a video essay. I like video essays a lot.
Yeah, that's so, not fun to make.
I don't know if it'll be on Tekken, maybe, but...
Like, you could do one on, like, why Code Geass is so good.
Which, speaking of which, I'm watching that again.
Again?
I've seen it at least 20 times. Dude. And it's, like, 50 episodes.
I saw a clip, someone uploaded a clip on TikTok of like the dub voice for Lelouch, and he sounds really good.
Yeah, I actually like the dub. That's what I'm watching right now, is dub.
Are you using the DVD I gave you?
No. But I don't care. I have used it before, I'm pretty sure, but it's so nice to much help. I don't
touch it. Well, yeah, you can have it to show your kids later on when DVDs are like old and vintage.
They will grow up watching it. I'll make them wait until they're like a teenager to watch it.
So they're fully concept.
Yeah, I watched that for the first time when I was like 10 or 11. And poor me didn't like understand what was going on.
I actually really want to start it. It's in my Hulu and Netflix.
I watched episode 1, but I put it on pause because I'm trying to watch Demon Slayer really fast. And then I'm going to jump back on it when I'm...
But once you watch it, you will see a lot of similarities between it and Attack on Titan.
Like, oh, I'm sure.
In episode 2, one of the people's doing this.
Like the same salute.
Yeah, the same salute.
Dude, I already saw similarities in episode 1, so I'm excited to see more.
Like, genocide and extreme racism is like...
Yeah, that's true. I saw that.
Poverty, genocide, racism.
Yeah.
At all.
You'll see it.
Okay, well,
that's all, guys.
Alright.
Well, guys, expect more videos from us. Next podcast should be out next Thursday.
Check out the TikTok. Thank you for watching, listening, whatever you did.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Thank you guys for being notification bell. Thank you guys for being patient.
Thank you guys for being here for us.
For the 29 people that are still subscribed.
You guys are homies.
Like, we need to have like a catchphrase or something.
Bye.
We can like all say by in our like different languages, you know how you do every day. She and I do LLB design.
What do I say again?
You gotta find a language.
Sayonara.
Sayonara.
Anyways, that's going on the clip on TikTok. Bye.
Are we even there?
Alvita Zen.
You slipped up there.